Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can dial in to 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. Wow. We are coming up on the wrap-up of the series of how to master the crawl while learning how to run. God kept us in the area of understanding why should we also be counting it all joy even in the crawl. This is the area where most people are complaining and moaning, and this is the area where people are coveting other people's success and coveting other people's run. This is the area that God says is most important. If you can master the crawl, you'll be able to get up and not just walk, but run. The Holy Spirit has opened up to me so clearly what the run is all about. And network marketing. Family, you can't do this alone. The closer and closer that we get to God and get to say, you know what, I want to have the mind of Christ, the mind of obedience, the mind of doing only what you tell me to do, Lord, then you begin to unlock these mysteries, open up a whole new way of seeing everything. I am so grateful to God for each and every one of you all who connects to and say, I want more. I know you probably came here saying, I just want more network marketing, but most people don't understand it. And God has given me clarity on this whole industry and what free enterprise is really about. And so many of us miss it, even though by the grace of God, we're able to even earn money. But money is not the true jewels of this industry. It's people. And we got to go to the Lord so that he can now only just not only just give me the sight, but get each and every one of you all the sight so he can unlock every single door that he intended for you in your life. Let's go to the Lord together, 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 together today. Some people are one eye open. We want us to be all fully present. Our scripture is going to be coming out of the book of 1 Corinthians, and it's going to be chapter 12, 20 through 26. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on this day. This is the day you have made, and no one else can claim that. So we are joyous, and we're glad that we have this opportunity to be here again to praise and worship you in all of our ways. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that praise and worship is even having massive success through your way. It's the way we can also show you that we love you, because you said that if we love you, we'll keep your commandments. And we know that if we follow your laws, follow your rules, that massive success is in store for each and every one of us. Dear Lord, on today, we ask that you will show us how to sever from the ways of the world so that we can pick up your ways so we can start having supernatural growth in every area of our lives, including our business. We're thanking you, oh Father God, for each and every one of your sons and daughters who counted on Robbie to come here to say, I want to learn it your way, oh Father God, because we've been doing it the world way all this time, and it's just simply not working. We're thanking you, oh Father God, for your word, and we thank you, oh Father God, for your Holy Spirit that will teach us, guide us, direct us, and comfort us through this journey. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that we no longer see the crawl as being at the bottom, but we see the crawl as the way to the top. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that now we are seeing it very clearly, that we are ascending on high so that the world can see exactly who you are. We'll never be ashamed if we go out and do these great exploits in your name of who you are, whose we are. They will know who sent us. We're thanking you for growth and success like the world has never seen before through this industry called network marketing as we move out of our own way and allow you to guide and make every crooked path straight. We're no longer paying attention to our distractions. We're no longer paying attention to our past. We're looking forward and we're pressing toward the high call just like our brother Apostle Paul did. We won't complain anymore in the struggle because we know that it's all for your glory. We honor you and we don't want you to do anything else without us, oh dear Lord, as we're paying full attention with our entire being to what it is that you'd have to say on this day. We honor you, we bless you, and we seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Guys, let's go on in, and I need you to pull up 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we're going to go verses 20 through 26. I know it sounds a little long, but it's time for you to run, and you need to know that in this industry, running is not like what you've ever done before. You're going to understand some things about yourself, and more importantly, some things about God that will help you be so much more successful in this industry. So many people, just like what they do when they leave church, or even when they leave this call, they don't actually implement anything that they learn. So you're just full of it. You got it all bottled up on inside of you, but you still will not pour it out on anyone else yet. You are not seeing the harvest that you would like to see. You still are trying to get it right. You still practicing in private. It's time for us to go out there and share what we have. Let's go to the word of the Lord. It says, we're talking about now, starting from verse 19. It says, and if they were only one member, where would the body be? You're going to learn more about this run in a moment. And if there were only one member, where would the body be? But now indeed there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. No. Much rather, those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. The members of the body who seem to be weaker are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor, and our unpresentable parts have greater modesty. But our presentable parts have no need. But God composed the body, having given greater honor to that part which lacks it, that there should be no schism in the body, that the members should have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Where one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Team, the run in network marketing is not designed only one member. People bring that type of attitude and thought process of the world where in jobs there can probably be one CEO or one VP or one manager of a section or one supervisor. And then now when we start ascending, we start thinking that getting people started right or people in the beginning of their business is not as important as the people who may be running across the stage. And this is why most people are not successful in this industry. More importantly, sometimes people now, when they start growing the body, meaning our teams, the teams getting bigger and bigger, because you were riding solo for so long, because you were in scarcity so long, you start cutting off parts of the body. Hence, this is why people begin to separate themselves and pull away themselves and say, no, I'm doing my own thing now, because they don't understand the run. It clearly says in this book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, as you go through verse 19 through 26, that the ones who are out there in front, and you think those are the ones that's important, but in network marketing, you always have more people who are either in the stage of startup or in the stage of small business or in the stage of still trying to understand this industry and get it right. That's who's really upholding the business. This is the reason why every day I wake up to pour out and tell people, no matter where you are in your business, that you can do more. But you're only doing more to show somebody else how. People start getting to them, you know, higher levels and getting beside themselves and forget that even it was the head that showed you when you were at the bottom how to get to the top, and then they want to cut the head off. Listen, guys, I don't know any other way to say this but straight. In network marketing, you can't run by yourself. Mastering the crawl is all about getting it right so you can show someone else. But you don't cut off members of the body. I get it. The progressive patience of waiting your turn for your name to be called is burning on the inside of you. Not realizing that the more people you help, your name will be called, because it's God that gives the true promotion. Not man, not your company owners. Because you see, your corporate headquarters is never out in the field, but God is watching, knowing every thought you have, every move you make. So while you're in your clumsy grind, you're complaining on the crawl, while you're trying to get it right and you're perfecting and you're mastering that crawl so you can show somebody else the right way. So as your body begins to build, that is your team. And first it was a team of one, and then it's a team of 10, then 1,000, then 10,000, then hundreds of thousands. And that's really how you run in this industry. But no, when you start getting to the 1,000, you get too cool for school and you say, I don't need any more training, I'm good. You get to the 20,000 and you say, I'm definitely good. I don't even need the head that I had before. I don't even need the eyes that I had before. I don't need the ears I had before. I don't need definitely the mouth that I had before. What I need is just new members to my body. What you guys don't understand is during your clumsy grind, as you are in your crawl stage and you're doing your daily method of operation, and now you're bringing more people on your team and you're helping other people grow, you're not understanding that now you are truly putting the body together. You can't build and tear down at the same time, my friend. You either are doing one or the other. This is why you always got to stay on Team Kingdom. Because Team Kingdom always going to give you exactly what you should do, not what you want to do. In order for you to be intentional and be effective, really effective in the run, you got to master the crawl. And you got to understand that in your crawl stage, as you're bringing people on board, and these are now other members of the body, where you might say, you know what, you might have had a head, but you only had one eye. Now you add another eye. Now you add more legs to make you more stable. And that's where now you want to start acting crazy. That's when now you want to start acting, going back to where you were, because now you don't even understand that that self-sabotage is pulling you back to where you were for so long, because being in a place of abundance is foreign to you. So you want to scale back. This is where you begin to cut off, not realizing that God is a God of true abundance, a God of many. Family. We are family. It begins to go even outside of your company. We start talking about the industry. This is what we do. Even in the industry, what we'll do is we start seeing a body over there in another company, and then we decide to say, oh, we like that member. Let's move them over here. Dismembering the body of the industry. You can't run by yourself. I want you to remember that as you are in your crawl, you remember that all you're doing is building your body. Those are the people that are going to run with you. The bigger the body, the faster and the farther you can run. Stop cutting off members of your body. You can only get but so far with that. This is an industry that everything you do duplicates, good or bad. And when we begin to understand that the eyes of God are always on you, he can only give you what you put out. Not even the enemy can get into or know every thought. Only God does. And everything that's created, everything that's manifested has a result of our thought, because we are made in the likeness and the image of the Almighty God. And so you want to begin to now know what that power is, know what that power is for, and it's always for the building up and the equipping of the body. I want us to come in on the line very quickly. I'm getting ready to get out of here, and I want to know who understands that the crawl is necessary in order for you to run. Cherish your crawl moments. Master those crawl moments so you can be a highly effective and efficient leader of a body. Good morning, 803 last 4 2571. Good morning. Let's see here. 478, last 42157. Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Nicola. How are you doing this morning?
I'm amazing. How are you?
I am great. This is Mark Bell. I'm a professional driver, so I'm driving right now, but I wanted I, I I want to take the time to thank you and let you know that I am so appreciative of being introduced to you via these calls, your Power Start Your Day calls. I've done several other opportunities, and the one that I'm about to partake on now, I understand why the ones before didn't work. I even presented for one of them, and I never saw anything, like not even the first sale. And now I know why, because of the series that you have. I started listening to you last week and learning about the 888, the IPA, and putting some respect on your time. So with that and this week's Master the Crawl, everything that I did wrong, I now understand why. One thing that my father taught me that I've kind of expanded a little bit is us as individuals have to face the consequences of our actions, whether those consequences be good or bad. We have to face the consequences of our actions. If we're not taking the time to master the crawl, then we're not going to make it, plain and simple. And we can't blame anybody but ourselves. Thank you for this lesson. Keep doing what you're doing, and I cannot wait to meet you and your husband face to face.
Praise God. Thank you, King, and we cannot wait to meet you as well. God is so amazing, and this is a beautiful thing. I know I can't take the credit. It's only that, and this is why I keep every single day. We can't start our day. We can't do anything without the power. This is Power Start Your Day. There's no power without the Holy Spirit. The most important part of the Godhead that even is here on earth. The only one of the Godhead that's here on earth with us. And so many of us ignore him. So many of us don't want to let him in, don't want to let him operate in us the way he would choose to. And that's where it comes from. All I said is, Lord, use me any way you want to. Don't be afraid, any one of you on this line, to say that. And you'll be surprised of how he will use you. But it'll all be good. I give all the glory to God. Thank you, King. Good morning. 404, live 411-58. 11:58. Wait, my hand itching. My left hand itching. Y'all know what that means. That's a joke. 404-11-58. Thank you. Who's out there? Would you like to share this morning? Okay, when we come in the queue, we got to be ready to talk. We got to be ready to share. 716-453-06. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Nicola. Thank you so much for taking my call. Oh, my goodness. I am new to the business. I have been listening to you now for about 2 weeks. And I every day I write down the nuggets that you drop, but specifically for this week, mastering the crawl, that translates to weathering the process. That in anything and everything that we go through, there is a process. So you got to be willing to stay in the process. So I am committed to the process. Also, you earlier in the week, you were talking about launching your business. And that was, though I started a couple of weeks ago, I actually hadn't really done that. So after listening to your call earlier this week, I am now going to actually do a launch party via Facebook. So I thank you for speaking that and dropping that in my spirit. And I'm just so really excited about what God has in store for me. But I realize that it's so much greater than myself in this industry that I've just gotten into. Though I realize the potential that it has for me, I'm more excited about the education that I'm going to bring to other people. because as the word says, we people perish for a lack of knowledge. And so I'm excited about educating this next generation, my children, my grandchildren, those of us who just simply do not know. And you know, we're living in a time where you there's no reason for you to not know. Because there's so much knowledge, so many avenues at our fingertips to educate us. So, again, I just thank you for the awesomeness of you. I thank you for allowing God to use you and pour out into his people. I am committed to listening to you every morning. And if I miss you at 8 o'clock, I promise you, as soon as I hit the job, I go ahead and log back in and listen to the playback. So I thank God for you. Be blessed. Continue what you're doing. And just glory. Just thank you.
Wow, thank you guys so much. Thank you so much, Queen. And I can tell you this right here. We are in a very, very, very peculiar time right now. And I don't even know how this, I do know how. The Holy Spirit says, listen, when people begin to get it like you guys are getting it, just expect the attack. But just know that you are victorious. When you start getting it and you begin now to go totally against the world, to truly walk in your kingdom rights, to truly walk in your kingdom rights. That's a different word than privilege. All hell about to break loose because it's some people that's about to go to higher levels than they ever, ever, ever could have imagined, that your parents could have ever imagined. The oil is running over. I can see it. Oh, my Lord. Overflow. Oh, my Lord. It's here, but you better master the crawl. Make sure that you're paying very close attention so you can get the crawl right, so you can let a lot of other people in. That's how you build your body. That's how you build your team. But never, ever forget where you came from, because that'll keep you humble, so you never have to be humbled. Respect won't be something you got to try to do. Blessing people won't be something that you're having to be, your hand has to be twisted to do. Giving and helping won't be something that you have to contemplate to do. So you'll continue to stay in overflow. I'm so grateful to God for his grace and his mercy. Because according to the world, even according to people I know, even according to some of my family, I probably wouldn't deserve it. But you can't earn grace. Surrender it all to God and watch what he do. Because the stuff you holding on to, it ain't doing nothing for you no way. Guys, let's go out and go help some folks. Get out there and do your clumsy grind. Have your progressive patience. Push through. So you can build a team. So you can add on to your team that you already are a part of. And so we can equip one another. God bless you. Have a prosperous, prosperous, and productive day. That means you got to do some work. That's all. Peace out.